It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. The state of New Mexico has agreed to settle a lawsuit filed by a weekly newspaper in Santa Fe that accused former New Mexico Governor Susana Martinez of discrimination and violating the state's public records law. The Albuquerque Journal reported on Friday that last year's $360,000 settlement to the Santa Fe Reporter became public last week after a six-month confidentiality period imposed by state law expired. Officials say the agreement comes after the newspaper won a court ruling in 2017 that said former Governor Martinez violated the State Inspection of Public Records Act. Martinez appealed, but officials say the state agreed to drop the appeal after reaching an agreement. New government numbers show nearly 100,000 people were approved for citizenship in Texas in 2019. Houston Public Media's Elizabeth Trovall reports.
Statewide, the number of people to be granted citizenship increased 50% from 2018. That comes after a mounting backlog delayed wait times for applicants. Elizabeth Billy is Texas State Director of the Naleo Educational Fund and says application processing has sped up after lobbying elected officials.
But about the beginning of last year, I can tell you there was about 18 to 24 month backlog that existed with the applications.
Billy says in prior administrations, processing times have been as short as 6 months. Around 330,000 people are waiting for their applications to be approved, almost double the number of cases pending in 2016. 7 out of every 10 new citizens in Texas were processed by immigration offices in Houston or Dallas. I'm Elizabeth Trovall in Houston.
As you may know, the state of New Mexico has created an outdoor recreation division and a new equity fund aiming to get more young people outside. I recently met with a group of local high school students who may benefit from the new fund. These students from Las Cruces High School make it a mission to explore the outdoors.
Okay, everyone has a harness.
Standing near two large containers full of climbing gear, Chuck McMahon begins instructing a group of students before they attempt to climb an indoor rock wall. McMahon, a crew advisor with Venturing Crew 385, an affiliate of the Boy Scouts, works to get more young people familiar with the outdoors.
This group has traditionally liked to go rock climbing, and there's just a ton of rock climbing around here, so it's neat to be able to, you know, take people out that haven't gone before and then get them out on the rocks, and especially when it's right here in your backyard.
Tonight, McMahon's group is teaming up with the Off-Leash Bulldogs, a student-led high school group that works to conserve and explore the outdoors. Junior Sarah Randall is president of the student-led organization that plans trips hiking, camping, and fishing.
We do a lot of community service. We like to clean up trails, and then we also like to have fun on the way. So hiking, a bunch of outdoors things. We can go kayaking, a camping trip at least once every semester. So it's a lot of fun.
Randall says nature and the outdoors can help provide refuge from all the distractions.
In our generation, like especially, technology is all around us, and so it's important to kind of escape from that and really appreciate your surroundings and just like take in the real world and appreciate nature, because especially here in New Mexico, Las Cruces, we're surrounded by it, and there's just so many different hiking trails and just so many things people don't take advantage of, especially like my age group. So it's important to just get out there.
Randall says she's had many outdoor experiences so far, and she's had the chance to explore the outdoors with members of New Mexico's congressional delegation. She is considering a future career in environmental law.
Our generation gets to take advantage of these public lands, and so in order for future generations to take advantage of them, we need to continue to protect them, because honestly, it's so important, especially to protect like different habitats for different animals and just be able to keep the space that's out there the way that it is and not disrupt it.
Julia Fernald, a senior with the Off-Leash Bulldogs, says that life can get busy, so having an outdoor group available makes it much easier to plan for a trip outdoors.
So, like, the best part of Las Cruces is doing things outside, like hiking and rock climbing and things, and this is a way to do it through school, and it's organized, so it, like, makes me do it, because sometimes it's not a priority with time, but, like, when there's a whole group of people going out and making it an event, I can, like, make sure I go hiking. And stuff like this I would have never done without this club.
The group has had local community support as well to help access the outdoors. Patrick Nolan, executive director with Friends of the Oregon Mountains, said during a recent KRWG call-in program that his group attends many activities with the off-leash Bulldogs.
I love this program. So we do about a monthly trip with them. It can be anywhere from a camping trip to a hike to mountain biking. It's just like a bunch of kids that just want to get outside.
The group continues to get outside and explore public lands around Las Cruces and more of what the outdoors has to offer. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Anthony Moreno.